Hubhopper Originals.
COVID-19 pandemic has truly taken a toll on all of us, regardless of our class, gender, ethnicity, and nationality. The three-month nationwide lockdown has not only de-established our lifestyle, but has also affected our mental and emotional health. From world-renowned celebrities to a common man, almost everyone has taken to the digital world to discuss their lockdown diaries. Today, we are in conversation with Kanchan Rai, founder of Let Us Talk organization. I'm Omkar Chaudhary. Hello and welcome to How Is It Joe Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Hello, Kanchan, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Hello, Omkar. It's a really great honor for me to be on the show, and seeing the Josh which you guys are carrying is something really needed right now.
Wonderful. So Kanchan, let us talk about mental health and, like, you know, create a positive vibe, a positive wave in the society.
Sure, of course we can talk about it, because that is the most subject which everyone should talk about.
Exactly right. So Kanchan, I really want to start off by asking, like, how effective has lockdown been for you, and what are the new changes that you have encountered during this period while speaking to your clients?
See, Omkar, like, you know, if I talk about my personal self, the lockdown period has really worked so wonder for me. Like, there were so many things which I always wanted to pursue, or I really wanted to do. But, you know, because of something or other, I could never do that. And they were always on back of the mind, but never got a chance to bring them in front. But thanks to this lockdown, there are so many things which I have done. There are so many, hobbies and ideas which I have adapted. So I'm personally very happy with the thing this lockdown thing has brought up. And if I talk about second thing about, you know, how it is affecting mental health, or how my clients, or what kind of a changes I'm seeing. So to be honest, there are a bit of changes, but not up to an extent where it should be. Like, you know, during this particular time, like, this was a shock for whole world. So everything was at hold, and, you know, the fast moving life were at a standstill position. So this was like a trigger for everyone to take care of things which are very important, but we never paid attention. And mental health, of course, is one of it. But still, like, you know, the you know what I mean to say is the I mean to say the love with the mental health which should be there is still not encountered so well. Like, people do talk about it only and only if it will trigger something, or only and only if there is an incident which is not so good or which is not so pleasing. People will talk about mental health, and then everything will, you know, get shrugged off, and then we are back to phase one, or we are back to round one where we started from. Okay, mental health is there, we'll take care of it. But now the thing after this lockdown thing, I would say people have started realizing the term mental health. I won't say the whole definition, but the term mental health is quite popular now. So yeah, this is a very basic change, and I think now, after this lockdown thing, people should start, or people may start taking this thing very seriously.
Exactly. So I think somewhere lockdown has been influential in reaching out to the people what the definition of mental health is, and creating at least awareness about this particular concept.
Oh, I won't say the word awareness, because there are so many things which are still to be told, or there are still to create awareness about. It's just a word which is created, just a word which is being spreaded. Actually, meaning of mental health, or what are the terms and conditions, or what are the basic contributes which you should take care for keeping in mind about your mental health. There is a lot of awareness which is required. Yes, the word in itself has spreaded. The world itself is creating an awareness, but it's just a word, not the real definition. I'm so sorry
right.
about it.
No, you're very true. You're very true. It's just the word, but not the emotion that is getting amplified. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So Kanchan, like, what are the stigma that are associated with mental health in Indian culture? Because, you know, we all have sort of grew up in this particular culture, and we have seen everything right from our childhood, our upbringing. So what are the stigmas that are associated with mental health when it comes to talking about the Indian culture?
Indian culture is actually a very beautiful thing. Like, if we talk about earlier days where we were having a big families to stay, there were so many relatives, there were so many neighbors, and, you know, we were surrounded by so many people around us. So by any chance, or by just with a few gestures here and there, people would understand and make out that there is something wrong, and they would guide us then and there itself. So there was not a lengthy process which we follow right now if we have to cure something and all. So it's total, if we talk about earlier days of Indian culture, that was the beauty. But now if we see, families have started being nuclear, neighbors have started shrunking up. So now this is like a whole taboo. Like, you know, if we talk about mental health, and if I just say I'm feeling anxiety, first of all, people will say this is nothing. It's just in your mind. You'll be fine. You just do this. You just do that. Or just, you just sleep and you will get better. No one takes you seriously. And if you try to, you know, push yourself more, they'll say this is not a thing which you should talk about, because till yet in our society, mental health is considered as a big taboo. There is nothing called mental health. It's always about mental illness, which we discuss. Like, you know, if you talk about something related to your mental health, people will say, nahin, nahin, pagal to nahin hai. Hum to doctor ke paas nahin jayenge. Hamara dimag bilkul theek kaam kar raha hai. Hum ye kar rahe. But they don't understand what actually, you know, these things are impacting to our mind, our emotions. So there is a huge gap between, the culture or as a society. There are so many taboos. There are so many barriers which we have to break and come over. The myths which are being spreaded or which are incorporated, since beginning, we need to work upon those things. As a culture, I said, like, we had a very beautiful culture. Like, if I talk about my childhood, I never had to face any kind of, emotional disbalance or mental disbalance, or there was nothing called emotional or mental health. But now as societies are changing, norms are changing. So there, this thing is still the same, like, you know, the adaptability issue or accepting the fact that there is something called mental health as well. It's still a stigma, and we have to really break so many barriers to get things into the right place.
Right. So do you think that we have broken up a bit of that stigma? Like, today the people are like 10% open, like 10% of the people or the population is really open about speaking about it. Somewhere we have put a crack to that entire shell. Do you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. There is no second doubt about it. Like, we have started talking about it. As I was saying, the word mental health is already spreading, even though emotions behind it or the basic, taking care behind us, maybe still it'll take some time to spread. But as I said, mental health word is spreading. So some way or other, people have started talking about it. Now, earlier there was a time before lockdown, if I say, my clients would never come and talk to me about, this problems which they are facing in their life or what is actually hurdling them. But now I feel people have started talking about it. But of course, there are certain exercises which we adopt to understand what is the real problem. But yes, people have started sharing, and that is the best thing. We always say sharing is caring. So now people are also, taking care about mental health of a person related to them or nearby them or whom they are attached to. So they come and ask questions about it. So yes, in a way, we have definitely broken that ice wall, or the ice is already broken. But yes, it's just a beginning.
Still, we have to go a long way.
Yes, it's just a beginning. Yeah.
Right. So Kanchan, like, we all had conversations pertaining to have a decent mental health, like post lockdown, like everybody did live sessions, everybody did Zoom calls, and everyone was sort of like, much more concentrating all their energy speaking about the mental health. Then could you please revise the couple of highlights, whatever you have done throughout this whole entire lockdown?
There are certain things which I have done, and even I have actually advised, or I'll say my whole team has advised to whomsoever we have encountered so far. So first of all, there is a basic thing which you have to take care of, is about the routine or schedule. And that routine or schedule, I always say, has to be as per your convenience. You have to keep in mind about your comfort. You have to keep in mind about what you like, what you don't like, and what is hindering you and what is not hindering you. If you create a schedule which will compile with all these things, like, and you will be the center of that schedule, it will be very easy for you to, other that or follow that schedule. But like, we in starting, everyone is so energetic and we have to do this, we have to take care of health, we have to take care of mental health. It's exactly the process. We start working upon our body, or if we start working upon physical health, we'll buy a membership of gym, we'll fix a trainer for us, we'll do it for a few months, and after some time, that would be taken a backstage, or instead of going for three times or four times in a week for a gym, we just go for one time, and then gradually that also stops. So you have to be very consistent. Like, consistency is the key. So whatever you are planning or whatever you are scheduling or whatever you are fixing up for yourself, you have to be very sure that you follow that. In spite of, you know, sometimes you don't feel like doing it, but you have to push yourself and you have to push until and unless that whole schedule or that the gist of that whole schedule is actually part of your lifestyle. So I'll just give a very small example. Due to this lockdown, many people were, very much attracted or most of the time was actually utilized in social media as well. So people right. would always talk about, I'm using so much of time on social media, my productivity is decreasing, I don't know how to overcome it. And I would always say, you know, you can't reach to a goal in one go. So you have to target, you have to make small targets to reach it. So it's like, if you are using your social media for 3 hours today, make sure you use it for 2 hours, 45 minutes tomorrow, and then 2 hours, 30 minutes day after tomorrow. But make sure you just, once you stop to a place, like if you are at two hours, you just don't go to 2 hours or 30 minutes next day, because that is not going to create a consistency. You have to be very sure, like, you know, gradually you have to progress the schedule or grow gradually. You have to progress the goal which you have set for yourself, but you have to be very sure that you stick to the achievement which you have already achieved. So it's like if we talk about social media, as I was saying, that you are using 3 hours and then to a point you reach like using social media for 2 hours, but make sure that you stick to 2 hours for 1 week or 2 weeks instead of, you know, going directly to 1 hour, 30 minutes, and then next day you are again back to 3 hours. That is not going to help. So slowly and right. gradually you can win the race. That is always there. But at the same time, consistency is absolutely a brilliant key here. The more consistent you will be there and the more firm you will be what you are doing or what you are following, that is going to help you in a longer run. And once you will adopt that whole thing as a lifestyle, then definitely there is no looking back. So yes, that is like a very important point for anyone to follow. Like, I can't tell you, you have to do this, you have to do that. That is absolutely your choice. You have to make yourself right. comfortable, whatever you are doing or whatever schedule you are following. But exactly. please try to, remain consistent with whatever you have decided for your own self.
Wonderful, wonderful. So at the end of the day, when you are speaking about mental health, it differs from everybody's mental state, I would say, and it's very subjective.
Right, absolutely. Like everything cannot be, like one formula doesn't fit all. So yeah, that yeah, came with mental health. Yes.
Right. Kanchan, now coming back to corporates and speaking about corporates. So like whenever we are physically ill, we do write an email informing our absence. But there's still a taboo and stigma when we write down for a mental ill days. Like normally we don't say that, right? I'm feeling a bit low mentally. I'm feeling, yeah. I'm not feeling that comfortable. My mind space is a little bit ruined. So I won't be coming today to the office. There's still a taboo associated with it. So what is your take on this?
That is absolutely true. I must say, like, you know, unfortunately, India still has not accepted the fact that mental health is equally important. It actually affects the productivity of a person who is not good in the mental state. If you must have seen, there was a time when someone from Indian cricket team also mentioned the same issue. Like, we are not given a privilege to not go to the field if we are not mentally fit. Because, you know, the thing, mental fitness is equally, or I would say parallelly, important to your physical fitness. And there is there is so much of work which is to be done still in this field in terms of corporate. Like, you know, they should try to create an awareness about mental health, and equal importance should be given to mental health, because it's obvious if a person is not in a good state of mind, he will not be able to give the end result or the productivity which he should give once he is in a good state. So yes, for now, I have actually started, let Us Talk has started a mission where we try to talk to HR of big companies or big corporates, where we try to, you know, incorporate some mental health exercise which which are part of other exercises as well, which can create a productive teamwork, or which can create a physical, awareness. And also, of course, I would request each and everyone, like a big or small corporate, those who have employees with them, please try to understand, like, it is a beneficial for company as well. Like, you know, if a person who is not in a good state won't be able to give or conduct results which are required or beneficial for company, and ultimately you are losing by paying him doing a work which is not at all at par to the levels which a company requires. So yes, we have to think about that thing on a very, very deeper scale, because everything is involved in it, like a company,
right.
Company's growth and a person you are, who
exactly.
is working for you.
I think that's an unending debate.
That's true, yes.
Exactly. Very true. I think I completely resonate with you, because if the employee is not in a state of delivering a certain product and still you're paying him and pushing him to do that, I think it's very unfair.
Yeah, it's a cost to company as well, if we talk about HR.
Exactly.
HR person. Yeah.
Right. So could you please tell us more about Let Us Talk organization, like how you guys are helping people groom their mental state?
So if I talk about Let Us Talk, we are like a mental wellness organization, because, you know, we always believe in positivity. So we always try to create atmosphere which is there to develop your wellness. So we don't focus too much about illness. So, you know, what we do, like we have a team of psychiatrists, we have team of consultants, we have team of counselors and therapists. They just try to figure out. We have a questionnaire with us where if a person or a team is coming to us, we give them a questionnaire. And then with the replies they give, we try to assess like what kind of treatment is required or what kind of a therapy is required. And then we try to, you know, groom them in such a way that they come out of a zone which is not too good, of course, but that which is not too dark as well. So, you know, we are just like a barrier for a person who has started destroying his mental health, but who is still not at the verge of going to a place or a darker area, which I call where you need some major help or some major medications or some major, treatments. So we are like a barrier. We won't let you fall sick. If there are few symptoms, we'll try to cure you then and there itself.
Right. Wonderful. And Kanchan, there's one more thing that is really disturbing me. It's the suicide. Because, you know, nowadays the rate of suicide has increased post-lockdown. I don't know. It's because that people are just feeling lonely, or many of the artists do commit suicide, because it's seen mostly in the entertainment sector. There's some YouTubers, some actors, some TikTokers. So could you please give it an insight about what is this whole suicide funda going on in the world right now?
That's a very brilliant question. I really appreciate and I really thank you for asking me this question. You know, the current problem of India, or I would say our society, is like, you know, we look for the shortcuts. So even if even the tolerance power is decreasing day by day, we can't tolerate things, or we can't tolerate a burden which is called emotional burden, or which is called a financial burden, to an extent where things can get into a better shape, or we can get into a better shape in terms of our emotional health as well. So first of all, the tolerance is getting lower day by day, which is a very, very worrisome point for all of us as a society as well. So if we talk about suicide is, like I was saying, people have started considering as a shortcut to relieve or get relief from all of your pains and burdens. But the basic thing and the main thing which, you know, is lacking is about the understanding or, you know, the fear or the life after the suicide your family or your near one and dear ones are going through. We have to take care. Like, you know, we are a social animal. We are not just a single individual. We are linked to so many other lives as well. We are linked to our family. We are linked to our work. We are linked to our friends, society, everyone. And we are responsible towards each and every thing surrounded by us. So if we try to create a shortcut which is not so good for other of them, and we are just ending whatever we have created, is like a cowardly act, I would put it that way. I know I may sound rude, but that is absolutely a cowardly act which a person is trying to commit suicide, or which is, of course, there must be so many things which are going in their mind. So for that thing, they should actually try to seek help. Seeking help is easier than committing suicide. You know, if you seek help and if you get to a point where you want to be, it's like a win-win situation for everyone. It's like a win-win situation for a family who don't have to suffer your loss for rest of their life, who they don't have to feel guilty for rest of their life, like what went wrong with our relation or our bonding, that a person who was so attached to us took this drastic step and he left us with a guilt, like we could not do anything for him or her. So, you know, I would always say, like, seeking help is much more easier and helpful, or I would say beneficial, rather than ending things. So you might be in a position which is very difficult. You might be in a condition which is very, very difficult to tolerate. But, you know, the life after, or I mean, just the life of your near and dear ones after the suicide is going to affect much more way than it is affecting you right now. So just think about that thing. And, you know, if seeking a help, if talking about your trauma, if talking about your emotional health, or if so what is bothering you can resolve the problem, then why not? We have a one life, we should live it rather than ending it. So if we have this message very clear that seeking help is not at all a taboo and seeking help is much more effective and beneficial than ending your life, would really create a, I would not say a strong, but yes, definitely it would create a very big impact upon people, those who are at the verge of collapsing or who are at the verge of taking such drastic steps.
Exactly. I feel that, you know, the first step that a person has to take is to just open up. And that's what many people fail to do so because of the pressure of society being judging or maybe ye kya kahega mere bare mein or wo kya kahega mere bare mein. But I think that we should be really give that freedom to ourselves to open up at a certain point of time so that, you know, we don't have to pile up all the burden in our mind and carry that luggage all the way.
Exactly. I completely second you. Like, agar hum log yahi sochte rahenge, ye kya karega, wo kya sochega, then hum log hamare baare mein kab sochenge? Hum log hamari apni zindagi khatam kar sakte hain, dusro ke sochne pe to hum log apne baare mein to soch hi sakte hain, right? So instead of bothering about what ye kya karega, wo kya karega, start thinking about mera kya hoga, mere family ka kya hoga, mere near and dear ones ka kya hoga. And then there will be a point you will realize that you are more important than anything else. And if you are at a good space, if you are at a better space, you can actually create, an environment, or you can actually create a world which is very good for your near and dear ones as well. And of course, you will be part of it and you will relish that thing. You will relish that world. You will relish those moments. So it's all about you. No one else has to do anything with yourself or your emotional health or your mental health. It's you who has to take care of yourself without worrying about anyone else. So please stand up for your own self at least.
Very true. Wonderful, I would say. And quickly summing up with the very last question, that what changes do you wish to see in Indian minds in upcoming years so as to have a healthy mental health? Like, we have been so far discussing about a lot of taboos and a lot of stigmas which are associated related to the mental health. But there's certain things that you would really wish to see changing in the Indian minds.
Oh, if you talk about my list, there will be so many things. But one thing which I personally feel which is very important is about the acceptability. Please accept the people around you, or please accept yourself as you are. Like, you know, as we were talking our previous conversation, like, agar hum log yahi sochte rahe ki ye kya kahega, wo kya kahega, we lose ourselves. So you have to accept yourself as you are, and people around you or people in the society have to accept people like, you know, those who are not mentally good or those who are not mentally stable. We should not leave them alone. We should not isolate them. We should not actually, you know, detach them from ourselves or day-to-day routine so that they get lonely or they feel so suppressed that, they feel that there is nothing left for them. So we have to create an environment where everyone is welcome. Like, everyone is welcome in their own way, in their own format or in their own persona. So there should not be any kind of judgment ki agar isko anxiety hoti hai to hame isse dur rehna hai, because we also start feeling anxiety. No, you might accept him the way he is, and that would actually cure him, and that will give you a sense of satisfaction for your own self that you did something for a person who was suffering. So, you know, this is like a win-win situation for all of us. So acceptance is the key, and you have to accept each and everyone, including yourself, as they are. So if I have to see about the change, I would definitely talk about the acceptance. And once you start accepting things, or once you start accepting your own self, happiness is about to come. And end of the day, what we all want is happiness, right?
Wonderful. So, yes. Very true. I think, as you said, I think I completely resonated with each and every point, because the very first word that you uttered was acceptance. And I think somewhere we as an Indian society lack to accept the changes that come along, because, you know, initially LGBTQ community wasn't accepted, and slowly and steadily now we are seeing reformations and they are getting accepted. So I think definitely over the past few years which are coming, I think we would definitely see that, you know, people will be accepting this and will be making their lives more enriching by concentrating on their mental health.
Right. I really wish this thing to happen very soon. And let us all work in the same direction. Like, you know, all of us can make a world a better place to stay.
Very true, very true. And once again, thank you so much, Kanchan Rai, for coming on this House of Joe season 2, because you have literally paved a pathway for the mental health, for the better mental health, I would say, and laying us solutions and lending us an opportunity to speak about all the things related to the mental health which are going in and around the industry. So once again, thank you so much.
Pleasure is mine. Absolutely. Thank you for having me and giving me a platform where I could actually speak up my Josh to all the audience who are so joshful of yours.
Definitely, definitely. So all the wonderful audience of House of Josh podcast, today we were in conversation with Kanchan Rai, wherein we spoke about the mental awareness, mental health issues, and it's one of the in-trend topic, and definitely give it a shot, listen to the entire episode, wherein we speak about the mental health, and Kanchan Rai was quite kind enough to give us the insights about the mental health and give us the solutions pertaining to it. So please like, share and subscribe to House of Josh podcast. Share it amongst your friends, because that will help us to reach out to many more people. And keep listening to House of Josh podcast season 2 in association with Panout Media. Thank you so much.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।